Words never reflect a person's underlying emotions or meaning in a high-context culture such as China. Therefore, expecting double standards without judgment is the only way to retain a positive attitude. Hi, my name is Gene, and I want you to add your voice to our journey into China, because accelerating success through learning Chinese language and culture is about the application of key Chinese cultural concepts in the proper cultural context. Every week, I create a LinkedIn post to get other perspectives about one of 10 Chinese cultural concepts that I believe are misunderstood, but essential for understanding how Chinese people think, why they behave the way they do, and how to create more positive communication patterns that lead to more constructive cooperation. This week's Chinese cultural concept is xiangfa, which represents Chinese thinking. Now, Gabor wrote, "This post illustrates the inherent dilemma that comes from portraying entire societies as high or low context. In this case, the Chinese expectation you describe would be that 1. Westerners understand and adapt to the Chinese mentality, and 2. Accept that the high context communication that Chinese people use does not reflect their inner world. It has been proven over time that educating others about one's culture isn't a constructive intercultural strategy, as both sides crave more understanding. A more practical approach is needed. For instance, if words do not reflect a Chinese person's true intentions in communication, then what does? And how can a foreigner tell when a Chinese person is making a real effort to communicate with non-Chinese people?" So these are all very valid questions. In my opinion, the real challenge is adjusting our own attitude, mindset, and approach towards our Chinese counterparts and their communication styles, especially when we feel there are double standards. Of course, no one really knows another person's true intentions, and we often don't even know our own. But if I were to try to quantify a Chinese person's true intentions, I would probably boil it down to their li yi considerations. In pragmatic terms, or xianshi, Chinese generally base their actions and communication based on what they perceive will give them the maximum amount of face, personal benefit, and face and benefit for their guanxi connections. As far as a Chinese person's effort, their innate desire to give face and deepen guanxi usually results in more effort than their Western counterparts are accustomed to. So what's important, in my opinion, is to condition ourselves not to judge Chinese gestures as disingenuous or corrupt. And then Julia added, "Recognizing the differences is very important, as it allows you to gain cultural awareness. While it might not provide you with the best way to address the differences, it lets you retain a positive attitude toward the situation. This is very important, especially as lots of Westerners struggle to comprehend Chinese behavior and thus automatically have a negative connotation." Yes, I strongly believe that a healthy and positive attitude is the most important aspect of cross-cultural communications. We Westerners may not condone, approve, or even trust some of the things we perceive, especially based on the negative Western mainstream media we consume. So it is of the utmost importance not to let those subconscious biases affect our attitude negatively. We Westerners may also not appreciate certain communication styles, such as vagueness or silence, or as we said, double standards. So it's critically important not to judge them negatively without understanding their origins. Okay, Ian wrote, "Not so much contradiction as much as an absence. Chinese thought is deep and vast, but established in pre-industrial times. For instance, Confucianism has little to say about women or international relations. It's in those gaps where some contradictions might appear." And Christina wrote, "The crucial thing to remember is that Chinese don't think in absolutes. Everything is contextual." And Anastasia wrote, "Non-judgment is the most difficult part, especially when we use the double standard term, which has negative connotations quite often. I've made one of my best intercultural studies with Sir Richard Lewis, and I like a lot of the quote-unquote, the way English put it. Truth is a dangerous concept, or truth is relative sometimes. All right, so, you know, a life-altering experience is one of those rare occasions a person's core beliefs are instantly transformed, while most changes are gradual and less noticeable. While each person's beliefs are unique, we all have more in common with those who grew up in a similar environment around the same time in history. Our core beliefs affect our judgment, especially of another's actions and behaviors. Self-awareness is essential to reduce the consequences of unintentionally or subconsciously judging others. And the more we can grasp how someone else thinks, the more we should be able to create new communication patterns with them. Okay, now you can follow the links and connect with all of our contributors and engage with them directly in the links below. You can also share your experiences and see all of their comments by clicking the link in the description. Next week's post will be the last in this series, so we'll wrap things up by discussing the Chinese cultural concept of preserving face and how to give your Chinese counterparts what I call a taijie xia that allows them to preserve their face.